Trump, Iran deal to be inked on Sunday ahead of G7. By Nick Gilbertson on June 13, 2026. President Donald Trump announced Saturday that a deal with Iran will be signed on Sunday, ahead of the Ultimate Fighting Championship, UFC, at the White House and his departure for the G7 in Evian-les-Bains, France. A short time after Pakistani Foreign Minister Senator Mohammad Ishaq Dar told Saudi Arabian Foreign Minister Prince Faisal bin Farhan that the deal will be signed electronically, Trump took to Truth Social to confirm the deal will be formalized. Trump began his post by trashing former President Barack Obama's Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, JCPOA, otherwise known as the Iran nuclear deal, stressing that his deal is the exact opposite. He also stated that after the deal is signed, the Strait of Hormuz, through which a fifth of the world's oil travels, will immediately open. Barack Hussein Obama's deal with Iran, the JCPOA, was an easy, beautiful, smooth road to a nuclear weapon, which Iran would have had 6 years ago, and would have used long before now. My agreement with Iran is the exact opposite, a wall to no nuclear weapon. He began. In fact, they no longer want a nuclear weapon, nor will they have one, either through purchase, development, or any other form of procurement. The deal is scheduled to get signed tomorrow, and immediately after it is signed, the Hormuz Strait is open to all, he continued. The president said the deal does not include cash exchanges and the nature of his administration's relationship with Iran is substantially different than that of his predecessors. Our relationship with Iran is a much different and better one than previous administrations have had. Unlike Obama's hundreds of billions of dollars in payments to them, including $1.7 billion in green, cold cash, no money will exchange hands, he wrote. Trump added that, at some point, the United States will retrieve the nuclear dust, enriched uranium that was buried by B-2 bomber strikes at Natanz, Fordo, and Esfahan in Operation Midnight Hammer a year ago. Iran allowing the United States to retrieve and destroy this material had been a key red line of the president's throughout negotiations. At the appropriate time, when all is calm, we will go in and get the nuclear dust, buried deep under the powerful sunken granite mountains, thanks to our beautiful B-2 bombers and their brilliant pilots, and downblend and destroy it, whether in Iran or the United States, he wrote. We look forward to working with Iran and the entire Middle East long into the future. Hopefully, this process will all work out quickly, easily, and smoothly. If it doesn't, we have the ultimate alternative, hopefully never to be used again, he concluded.